Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. We are continuing our journey through the life of Luther, and once again, we find ourselves on location. We are at the Wartburg Castle. This castle was constructed in the 1060s. It was a place that overlooks the town of Eisenach. When Luther was a student at Eisenach, he would have looked up, he would have seen this grand castle perched atop the hill. He may have even ventured up here from time to time. He was here from May of 1521 through March of 1522. Now, you remember what happened in April of 1521. In April, that was the famous Diet, or Diet, at Worms. And there, Luther gave his famous Here I Stand speech, and there he was condemned as a heretic. Well, as he left from Worms and made his way back to Wittenberg, Frederick the Wise, who controlled this castle at the time, arranged for Luther to be kidnapped. And outside of the village of Mora, Luther was ambushed and he was brought here. While he was here, he had an assumed identity. He grew a beard and he tried to disguise himself, and he called himself Junker Jörg. He was a squire. He was a knight. Of course, Luther called this charming, beautiful palace the kingdom of the birds. He felt alone. He felt isolated. At one point in a letter, he says, "I'm writing to you from my Isle of Patmos." Luther was lonely here. He also worked hard here. There are a number of legends associated with Luther and the Wartburg. One, of course, concerns the famous inkwell. The idea is that the devil was so after Luther, he materialized in Luther's room, as it were, and Luther grabbed the inkwell off his desk and hurled it at the wall, leaving, of course, an ink spot behind. It could be, though, that the ink spots that Luther is referring to is not by hurling the ink at the wall, but by writing, and through the ink that made its way onto a page. Very important pages were written here, and those pages were the translation of the Greek New Testament into the German. Now, this was a remarkable feat. Luther undertook this feat in December of 1521, and by early January, he had prepared the 4 Gospels, and he had edited them, and he had made copies of them, and he sent them back to Wittenberg, to Melanchthon, and to the other scholars there at Wittenberg, so they could review his work and see how he was progressing. Well, Luther soldiered on through the rest of the New Testament. And by the time he left here in March of 1522, he had finished the entire New Testament. It took him about 11 weeks to translate the Greek text into the German. That is an amazing feat for Luther to do. Of course, it was edited over the next several months, and Lucas Cranach prepared woodcuts. And by September of 1522, the German New Testament was ready for publication. It's called the September Testament. It's probably one of the most important things to come from Luther's pen, and it shaped the Reformation in Germany. You know, Luther didn't stay cooped up in this castle all of the time. He would sneak out and go down to Eisenach from time to time, and in fact, there's a path called the Junker Jörg Trail that you can take up and down this mountain. And Luther went down, and he was there in a pub, and a couple students from Switzerland came in, and Luther engaged them in conversation. And they were very eager to talk to Junker Jörg about Luther. Everyone was talking about Luther. And they asked this squire, this knight, because they had assumed he had traveled all around this region, "Do you know where Martin Luther is?" And Junker Jörg, Luther, of course, says back to them, "Well, I know for certain that he's not in Wittenberg." And then Luther said, "What is the talk about this man, Luther?" And they said, "Ah, some of the bishops are calling him a great heretic." And Luther's response, of course, was, "Ah, those are the papists." Well, as Junker Jörg got up to go, these Swiss students saw his Hebrew Psalter, and the jig was up. They realized they had not been talking to Junker Jörg, they had been talking to Martin Luther, and he was here at the Wartburg. I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for joining us for 5 minutes in church history.
What better way to wrap up this week's episode than a quote from Martin Luther? He said, "For faith grounds us on the works of Christ. Without our own works, transforms us from the exile of our sins into the kingdom of his righteousness. This is faith. This is the gospel. This is Christ."